Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
What's up, guys? So today we are talking about New York Fashion Week. It's coming up in September. It's coming very fast. And for other influencers, I feel like this is like a very interesting time of the year because a lot of people go to Fashion Week and a lot of people completely boycott it. And I think we should talk about it a little bit and talk about our personal experience of going to Fashion Week, what we thought, is it worth it if you are a fashion influencer, if you should be going, and share a little good, bad, and uglies with you guys. What do you think, Steph?
Yeah, I love Fashion Week. It's like, it's so fun. It's my favorite. One of my favorite events of the year, it was, just because I used to go all the time, like 2016, like when we were discussing this topic, I was like thinking back to what my first Fashion Week like trip was, and it was 2016, which feels like forever ago. Oh my gosh.
I cannot remember when my first Fashion Week was. Maybe it was 2016.
I think yours was 2017. Because the first time I went like not with anybody from our group.
I think I remember this because then like some girls went and I had like legit FOMO. I was like, what am I doing wrong in my business? Why am I not at Fashion Week? Like, what am I missing out on? And then the next year I went, but then a lot of people went, like everybody was there from at least our friends group in Houston.
Yeah, I felt like it was kind of like you needed to be there. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, something for the fashion girlies. But I would say it's definitely worth it. I heard you say, like, is it worth it? And I guess in my opinion, I feel like if it's your industry and it's like what you post about, what you share about, Fashion Week was for the fashion girlies. Like, it's something that is good for your industry, good to network. It's good to, like, mix with industry people. And I don't know, it's just always fun to see the outfits and to reconnect with girls that you probably don't really get to see on a regular basis, you know, just based on where you're based throughout the United States. And so, yeah, 2016 was my first year. And I remember I had told my husband, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get there or like what I'm doing. But I'm going. Like, it was my dream to go back then. And the first year I went and I didn't have any show invites. I just like showed up in New York City.
Oh my God, I love it. You were so brave. There was no way I was about to do that. But okay, so was the first time you went in 2016, like December 2016 or like September?
Oh, you mean September? It was September. Nothing going on in December. Yeah, it was September.
I mean, September stuff happens, but from what I hear, it's absolutely miserable and you can't even look cute because it's so cold outside that you have to be like in your outerwear, and majority of the people who have outerwear and like brands aren't gifting it to them.
Like, I think you're thinking of February.
February, not December. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you're thinking of February. And I've done February too.
You have. Yeah. Okay. And was it miserable for you?
Girl, with this climate change, I mean, there was one year, gosh, I think it was like 2017, I don't know. I can't remember. One of those years there was an ice storm.
Uh-huh.
And that was like,
oh yes, crazy. I remember this because I saw like all these big time influencers like be like, oh, we came all the way here. And now we just have to sit in our hotel rooms because it's just like the craziest snowstorm outside. Like, it's just it's not inhabitable. Like, New York is dead because of the snow. Like, the snow has taken over.
Yeah, but honestly, that's the only time that's ever happened in my experience, at least since 2017-ish, whenever that was.
Yeah, September is definitely the time to go if you want to go, for sure.
Yeah, it's very busy. But yeah, I mean, I have a lot of good memories. And I mean, it's just, it's a time to be alive. It's it's just awesome. I enjoy it.
I agree with what you're saying. Okay, so I'm going to play like devil's advocate over here because I completely understand where you're coming from. I think like if I hadn't been to Fashion Week in like 2017 and I hadn't been with all my friends, maybe just showed up by myself, I don't know if I'd be able to do it again. But like, I totally get the fact that you're saying, like, you know, it's a good time to network and be with like other influencers and get to know girls from like other industries who you don't see often from like different states or even from out of the country. Totally get that. I think it's a great time to go network. In terms of brands, for example, like going there to like take appointments to meet PR people, sometimes I feel like you kind of just become a face in a sea of faces, and it's really hard for brands to like keep up. Because sometimes like I've been to like, of course, like when you're going to New York Fashion Week, you're like, okay, let me just maximize my time there and let me just go, you know, meet all these brands and set up appointments. And of course, like everybody is like welcoming you with open doors. But I also feel like you kind of just like blend in because there's so many people that they're seeing like for like days on end that it's really hard for them to like make a personal connection with you. It's more just like, okay, let me just do this robotic movement to like see them and talk to them and gift them and then, you know, repeat. So I think in that sense, it kind of like,
I don't know.
For me, it's not, I don't think it's worth it for me to go to Fashion Week for brand appointments. I think it's worth it for me to go to the events and have fun and make it like a big party and have fun with my girlfriends and meet people from the industry. I think it's great for networking. But if you want to go to brands and like see PR people, I think it's better to go like away from Fashion Week because, you know, when maybe the season is a little bit slower, like go in the summertime or go, you know, any other month other than like Fashion Week, I think is good because that way you're not like rushed or they're not rushed and you can actually like meet properly and establish those connections. And if you need that face to face one-on-one time, I think it makes sense to go that way. I also think like Fashion Week is like very expensive. So do you not think so? I feel like for me, I always felt like it was just really expensive, or at least it's like, you know, like the flights, because of course, like Fashion Week is such like a industry-wide thing. I've noticed like, I guess unless you're buying your ticket like way in advance, it can get expensive. Yeah. And then hotels are always expensive in New York. Getting around is expensive because you're obviously not going to be like decked up, you know, dressed to the nines going into the subway in September, because first of all, the subway in New York is, oh, I could not. And especially after COVID, I'm going to be staying away from the subways. And now they have like a monkeypox outbreak and they're saying like you can get monkeypox from like clothes and stuff. And New York is such a major hub for it right now. And I'm just like, okay, I don't know, man, like this world is just crazy. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to just like randomly contract monkeypox from like touching something on a subway that might have touched someone's hand or saliva or bodily fluid, like who knows, you know what I mean? So, and dressing up and going into the subway is not the vibe for me, at least. Like, and then cabs get expensive, and of course, like, I mean, a lot of events and stuff are covered, but I would think personally, I think it is a little expensive. Do you not agree with me?
I don't know. I mean, I guess not really, because like I was just there in February and we would just split cars. Like if I was going like with a large group of people, like it wasn't that big of a deal. I also wasn't there for that many days.
Yeah, I guess if like, you're going for a week, it might be.
Yeah, like it adds up, I'm sure, like over the course of several days. But like a flight, if you buy it in advance or if you're being hosted by, you know, a company or brand, you know, you can always negotiate those things. But
oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if you're hosting by a company or a brand, for sure, do whatever they want you to do because they're going to be paying for it anyways.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it just depends on like what you're into, you know, like it sounds like you're probably done because like when was the last time you went to Fashion Week?
I love you say that because I feel like I am done. I don't know if I can go back for that again. Although if you go, I might go. I don't know when I went. I think
it's years.
2018, probably. Like before, like much before COVID, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 2019. I don't remember. Like, yeah, I would for sure go if like a bunch of my really good friends are going and we can room together and we could go to all the shows together. I get it. I would totally be down for that. And probably just like a quick trip nowadays, like in and out, like one weekend is perfect for me. Because like I said, I'm not really going to go to Fashion Week anymore to meet with brands.
Well, yeah, I think
I'm mostly going for like,
you should be there for the fashion anyway. You know, it's Fashion Week. I think like, yes, brand meetings and all of those things are really important and they're great. And a lot of times, if you're already working with the brand throughout the year, you're going to go to Fashion Week and meet them again. It's not always a first meeting. So
I would totally
keep that in mind too. And also, like, another great way to reconnect with brands is, you know, if you've, you know, for example, there's like a few brands that I work with throughout the year. And if I'm in New York City, I might say, hey, do you like want to grab a cup of coffee, or do you want to like, are you guys taking appointments, and just like see if we can connect. And if not, we still have that relationship because we've talked, you know, outside of Fashion Week. So I get what you're saying on that point, but I also think, like, you know, look at it as an opportunity to just reconnect and stay connected. But it shouldn't be your only touch point throughout the year.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, I agree with you. Like, for example, I have a pretty good relationship with Aveda, and they're almost always doing something for Fashion Week at like big shows. Like, one time they invited me to Tibby backstage, and that was like amazing. I got to see like the fashion show, and then of course like the hair or whatever. And then, like, you know, it's so nice because they have partnerships with salons around the city, and one of them is called 14J in Soho, and I love that salon. Like, they do such a great job with their hair. They're like, you know, the salon to the stars. And this colorist who owns 14J has been doing my hair every time I go to Fashion Week, and they give me like a free haircut and color and everything, which I assume would cost at least like $600 or $800. So I'm like very happy with that. So it's nice. I mean, sometimes I feel like, yeah, I should just go to New York and go get my hair done.
I mean, yeah, if you I mean, that if it costs that much, yeah, it's paying for itself.
Yeah, I mean, he knows what he's doing. And I feel like for me, I have like such virgin hair. Whenever I get it dyed, I'm always like, okay, I need to be with somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. I'm not going to mess around with it. But yeah, that's like I'm like digressing right now, but you know what I mean. Like, I totally get what you're saying as well. Yes, if you already have relationships with brands, it's definitely a good idea just to go and like maybe even meet them at a party. Like, you never know if they're having a party, for example. Like, you can just go and chill with them.
Yeah, and I also think you have to like also determine what kind of attendee you are, because there are people who go to Fashion Week who go for the events and, you know, are just kind of like there to enjoy Fashion Week, which I feel like that's kind of like where I was when I was going. I would go to shows, but I also like be there with my friends and just like having a really good time. But there's also like very dedicated fashion content creators who like who do the whole fashion month. And I think that there's a difference between those two attendees. And
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you have to determine what kind of attendee do you want to be, and then really structure your plans around that, I think would be the best advice I could give.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, if you're trying to really break it into the fashion industry, I think it's extremely important for you to be at Fashion Week, try to get into as many shows as you can,
press,
try to
reach out to press.
As many brands. Yeah, press, try to get dressed by them and everything. For myself, I think that I'm more on the lifestyle front. So yeah, I like to have relationships with brands, but I'm definitely not like super heavily focused on fashion like Chriselle Lim or Leonie Hani might be, you know? So I feel like they have to go like every single show and support the brands and, you know, really promote the brands on their socials. So if that's the type of attendee you want to be, it's very important that you're at Fashion Week.
Yeah. So I think that's like the main point I want to get across, like whoever's listening and trying to decide. You can be both, like you can pick one or the other. But you just kind of have to know that going into it so that you can really make sure that you are prepared, because it's a lot of work. It seems really glamorous, but it is a lot of work.
It
I remember
so
like
much
flying
work.
Around, like driving through New York City, like trying to like, not me physically driving, but in the back of an Uber, but just like, you know, flying around the town, like just trying to get from show to show and, you know, covering the shows, trying to get content. I would do recaps on my blog, you know, trying to catch the trends. And like, I was really working it, and it's just like, I don't know. Like, it's a lot of work.
It gets to you. No, I totally get it. Like, I think when I went to 2017, I was doing something very similar. Just like, literally, I had packed my days to the minute. And I obviously, like, you know, the shows are like not in one place. So you literally just have to go run from one show to the next show to the next show. And it really gets to you. It's like mentally, you have to be very strong if you want to go all in on Fashion Week, because sometimes I remember even I didn't have time to eat, and I'm not like that prominent of a fashion influencer. And yeah. I remember I was just like, holy shit, I haven't had food since like 9 a.m. and it's like 9 p.m.
Yeah, no, it gets like that sometimes. But, you know, if that's what you want.
Yeah, if that's what you want, definitely do it.
Yeah. So maybe we should talk about like how to get into shows and how to even approach that, because I think that sometimes that's the biggest question. I know that when I went in 2016 and I really didn't know what I was doing, and I was like watching all of these girls on Instagram and they're going to these shows, and I was like, how are they doing this? Like, and I finally figured it out, but I was just like, you know, at that time, I didn't really understand it.
Right.
And, yeah. And I think it boils down to pitching yourself and having those connections with PR agencies. Like, there's still agencies that reach out and, you know, invite me to stuff in Paris. And I'm like, I've never even been to Paris, but thank you for the invitation, you know, but right. It's all about having those connections and like being connected with the agencies that are sending out the invites for the shows, because a lot of times like the brand or the designer will have a PR agency who is like facilitating their fashion week events. So, you know, if there's a designer and they're having a show plus an after party, there's probably a PR agency that is responsible for sending out the invites, you know, curating the guest list and assigning all the seats for that. And so a lot of times if you email the brand, sometimes it's just PR@, you know, soandsodesigner.com. But of course, you'll have to do your research. It's usually on their contact page. If you email them and, you know, send a pitch, you're going to be in contact usually with that PR agency that's responsible for that, or they'll point you in the right direction. Usually people are very kind.
Yes, I'm surprised. People are very kind. So I remember doing this, like you go on the Fashion Week website whenever they have like their whole lineup set up, and that way you can see which designers are showing what shows, what days. You can look at it that way. So I did it both ways because I just wanted to maximize my invites when I went. So I went on the Fashion Week website. I looked at the lineup. I contacted those designers as well, because I think they have like their email listed. If not, you can very easily find like their PR email on their website or through LinkedIn. And I literally, like the first time I went, I just did a Google random search of like PR agencies in New York, and I had a template, and I just like cold emailed as many people as I could. And I got invited to a lot of shows. And yeah, like you said, those PR companies still invite me to go to shows. So it definitely helps to like, I think, do it both ways, especially if you are wanting to maximize your chances of being invited to shows.
Yeah. And then there's also like, if you're represented by a talent agency, they might have connections as well. You can share your aspirations, and then they should be able to put you in contact with the appropriate people like to make it happen. Or they may even work with an outsourcing agency to help with that as well. So it just kind of depends, but I would definitely say like, don't be afraid to pitch yourself and don't be discouraged by no's. Like I would get so many no's, but then also like, I would also get so many yeses to the point where my day was filled. Like I would send out so many requests, and then you end up getting like, you know, maybe you didn't get all of the yeses you wanted, but you still got quite a few. You'll be surprised at how quickly it fills up your day regardless. Because like it takes time, like Sarah said, to get from show to show. And you really don't want to like wear yourself down, especially if it's your first one or if you're getting older like Sarah and I. Like
that's what it is for me at least. But I feel like nothing's stopping you right now.
Yeah, but I mean honestly, there's girls who are way older than I am who are just running around the city, and but that's like what they do. That's what they want to do. And yeah, you know, I true. Honestly like you just have to know like stay in your lane basically. Like know where you fall.
Yeah.
And like for me, when I went in February, I went to one show, I went to maybe like one or two events, I did some shopping, and then I went home. Like it was very low key, but that was also my first Fashion Week back since I want to say like 2019.
Yeah, so like that's exactly what I want to do. That sounds amazing. Sign me up for that Fashion Week, please.
Yeah, like I eased into it. And then September, we'll see. Like I've got so many trips in September, but if I can make it work, like maybe I'll go a little bit longer and, you know, and then start working it that way. But we'll see. You know, I think for anyone who hasn't ever been, just remember to, get your pitches out there. And keep in mind, on my very first time with no clue on what I was doing, I didn't go really to many things. Right. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, really, I mean, I think it's also important to take some time out to go to parties and stuff. And one more thing I wanted to add was you could also reach out to brands that you already have personal relationships with. And you can always ask them like, hey, are you guys doing any events for Fashion Week? If so, I'm going to be there. You know, if let me know if you guys are doing something. And like a lot of times brands do stuff because, I mean, Fashion Week is so highly publicized, and I think a lot of brands want to be there just because, like, it's like this crazy time of content creation and just getting your name out there and exposure. Like, if you have parties that influencers come and influencers are promoting your brand on their socials, it's just like a really good time for brands to come. And I think a lot of brands just go or host parties, so definitely reach out to your to the brands you have personal connections with too.
Yeah. And I will say, like, February was, I feel like, because I didn't go in September, but it was also like September last year, but we were still like, COVID was like still kind of surging. It was going in those waves, you know? So
right.
I feel like there's more events that would be happening moving forward. Like September, I would imagine, would be back to regular programming.
Yeah, I think like this Fashion Week will probably be crazy. I think a lot of people are going to be there this year. Yeah. And a lot of brands, because it's the first time like actually back since COVID.
Yeah. I mean, February, I mean, everyone was, a lot of people were back. I felt like it was regular programming in February. I just didn't stay that long, so I really don't have that much feedback. But from what I saw, I mean, it felt like, you know, like things were back. Like Fashion Week was back. Yeah. For sure.
Speaking of February too, I'm sure, like, because a lot of people tend to go in September, which is like the busiest Fashion Week gets. But then in February, I've also heard because there are not very many people that are willing to go, especially because it's cold and miserable and whatnot, sometimes it's easier to get into shows and get recognized by brands, because if you go in there in February and majority of the people aren't going in February, it just makes it easier for you to get into shows. This is what I've heard. I don't know if this is true. It probably, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right?
Like, well, I feel like it was more relevant a few years ago, but honestly, like, New York in February is not that cold. Like, I feel like 2018 was probably the coldest I've ever experienced, and it was 30 degrees. But
no,
like,
way.
This past February, it was, I was fine. I mean, I had on a coat, but I was not freezing. Like,
I mean, with climate change, you never know, right? One year is like 70 degrees in New York in December, and then the next it's like Armageddon. So
yeah, I guess that's true. So like, I would say February this past year was pretty mild. There was, you know, a lot of people there. So yeah, I guess it just kind of depends. But yeah, I mean, generally in the past, February was a little bit slower than September for sure.
Right. Steph, do you want to talk about what you said yesterday about Fashion Week, like changing, or what you kind of like touched on it? I don't exactly remember what you meant. Like you said, it's not the same anymore.
Well, I kind of felt like, you know, back then anybody could really get in, but now, like, I feel like you really have to be at the top of your game. Like, you really have to be an industry professional. You've got to be somebody. Like, you got to be doing something out there, you know? So I felt like the people who were really embracing and creating the kind of content that is like just being watched and viewed and, you know, attracting more followers.
Like viral content.
Yeah.
TikTokers.
Yeah. And, you know, even Instagrammers and, you know, the major fashion girls. I feel like it's definitely shifting more towards that. So I felt like the, you know, just everyday fashion girl wasn't really, I mean, maybe it was just who I was hanging around, but I really didn't feel like it was like, I wasn't seeing a whole lot of those girls.
Really? That's so interesting.
But it was also February and it was also still coming out of COVID. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what September looks like, because I just didn't really see a lot of girls going that I used to see go all the time. Like, just like your basic fashion girlies, not like the high fashion girlies, but like your basic fashion girls. I don't want to call anybody out, but like, you're just your girls who, you know, share just basic stuff. They're not like super high fashion girls.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see a lot of that, those attendees there.
Right. And I also think, like, a lot of people now, at least the people I started with, if you're going in the lifestyle realm, for example, it's not really, you know, you don't like absolutely have to be there.
Yeah, it just really depends on, like I said, what are your goals?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, are you going to go to Fashion Week anytime soon?
If you go, Steph, I'll go with you.
Okay.
We'll go for a short while.
Yeah, I gotta figure it out. I'm like looking at my calendar right now. I've got a trip third week in September and then two things last week in September. So Jason might be like, you're not going anywhere.
So we'll keep you guys posted if we make it a Fashion Week, and we'll report back.
We'll report back. But okay, Fashion Week, is it worth it or not? Okay, so what do you say, Sarah? Like, what's the final verdict? Is it worth it?
Yes, I think it's worth it for the networking, for sure. If you're going to establish connections with new brands and PR agencies who've never seen your face before, maybe not so much. But if you want to go hang out with existing brands and network, I definitely think it's worth it. And also, like, if you've never been to Fashion Week, you need to go experience it.
Yeah, you have. I think every person who desires to go should experience it at least one time. Absolutely. Whether you get invited to one thing or 20 things, it's an experience. And don't be discouraged. Like, if you see people who are doing so much more than you, like, they've probably also put in the work and have been doing it for a little bit longer. Like, don't be discouraged by that. Like, if you want to go, you should go. And yeah, I definitely think it's worth it. I think some of my like most fond memories, like from just being an influencer, are centered around like being in New York City for Fashion Week with my friends. So yeah.
Okay. So what's your final verdict, Steph? Is it worth it?
Yes, it's worth it. If it's your desire to either A, experience it for the first time, or B, get into fashion and like just you want to experience it and start doing it more, like you have to go at least one time. See if it's something that you're interested in. See if it's something that you want to continue doing, and then go from there. And then keep building relationships with the agencies that you're probably already in contact with. If you're not already in contact with them, the information is really easy to find. Like, it's on the www. Like, it's there.
Oh my gosh, I love there. That you're saying this. Okay, and I'm sorry, I just cut you off. Like,
no, you're good.
I'm so sorry, but I remember actually my first time going. It was such like a surreal experience. Like, my very very first fashion show, I got like teary-eyed because it's such like a powerful, inspiring experience. Because I feel like, you know, as a small business owner, as an influencer who never thought they would make it to Fashion Week, I was just like, wow, like, what am I looking at right now? This is an actual fashion show at Fashion Week, and I've been invited to go and I'm attending. How is this possible?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Remember when we used to go to Vogue parties? Like, we used to go to a Vogue event. Like, we were hanging out with Vogue.
I know. Can you remember that? Yes.
I don't think Vogue would respond if I emailed them now. It's been too long.
I know. Same. I feel the same way. I'm like, wow, I got invited to a Vogue brunch. I'm actually still on their website somewhere in the Fashion Week archives.
That's so funny. Like, I still have those images too. Like, we would go to Vogue brunches, and we would go, like, I remember they had an event with, gosh, I forget the brand.
There was like a major one with eBay.
Yeah. I mean, there was just so many things.
And I actually surprisingly got a lot of campaigns from eBay after that.
Oh, really? And they're with LTK. They were doing a lot of stuff LTK at that time.
Yep.
Yeah. No, good times. Good times, man. It's definitely worth it. And I would say, if you have any other questions, you can always DM us or shoot us an email. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I hope
we'll
to see you
next
at Fashion
Sunday.
Week, Sarah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go. Fashion Week. We'll report back. We'll report back if we go. We're going to talk about what we thought this time, too. I think we should do a follow-up episode.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. But yeah, talk to you guys next Sunday. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.